Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2020 Rome Film Fest, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Giedra Zsickita, who is the director of The Jump. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Giedra, it's a shame that we can't meet because of the circumstances, but I did watch your film and I thought it was terrific. For the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with it, would you like to maybe introduce it a little bit? Tell us what it talks about.
Yeah, The Jump is a Cold War thriller story about a sailor, a Lithuanian sailor who jumped from Soviet ship onto American ship, asked asylum, but Americans got the order to give him back. And then started the story of, like, stranger than fiction. I mean, it's a documentary, but the story was, it's a film about freedom and about the price of freedom. And, it's like a short introduction.
Yes, but it is a specific story that really happened. We should emphasize that. And the documentary talks about an event that happened in the Cold War. How did you come across this event? How did you find out?
Interestingly, I heard about that story when I was myself in LA, in America, with my another movie. And I heard it overseas, while in Lithuania, where I am from, there was not so much information about this particular story. So some, like, local people told me, and they just told me the fact, like, oh, there was one guy who just jumped for freedom. And I thought, okay, that's such a symbolic metaphor. And then I started digging into that story, and I found all these amazing twists and people who were involved. And of course, most of all, I'm very happy that the character was still alive, and he's such a charismatic person, and he agreed with me to relive all that story together in our movie.
Yes, so the protagonist of the film, Sima Scuderca.
Yes.
He's terrific. He's actually quite a cinematic person. You know, he's very entertaining, but also very willing to share the story with the world once again, right?
I think, you know, in the beginning when we met, he was not so much willing to share the story because he was kind of tired of that. But in documentaries, it's all this. It's all about the time. And the more time we spend together, the more important for him. It also started to be more and more important. And when we together traveled to America, when we went to the same ship where everything happened, somehow I realized that it worked for him as a therapy. So it was not just like that he's just retelling the story, but it was also personally for him very important. And to see how much effect it later had, like on not on only his fate, but like on fate of.
So, how long did it take to film the story and to find all of the other people who were somehow involved in this event when it happened?
Oh, you know, as always, it takes so many years to do documentary movies. You know, to get for it. It was from the very first idea. I think it happened around 5 years ago, and also to finance, to find all the people, to get interview from Kissinger, to get this U.S. Coast Guard ship. We waited 1.5 years permission to film on that particular ship. So it really, and then of course all this editing process, because there were so many things that happened and we had to narrow it down. I easily could make serious out of the story.
So. Right, yeah. That's
so it all really took a lot of time, and now it's been a long journey, and now I'm very happy that finally, we are releasing it to the world.
Yeah, so this is a story that, as you said, kind of happened right in the midst of the Cold War, so several decades ago. Do you feel that it resonates in modern day as well?
Absolutely, really. I think because of many reasons. So first reason, of course, is all this freedom issue and human rights issue that is, you know, like a timeless thing. And also then I remember I was editing this film and I was watching at this unique archive material, which I got of all these massive demonstrations, thousands of people across all of the America that went out into the streets just for one man to save him. And I was thinking, my God, how the world has changed. Now, you know, we see like a kid trying to get to like a refugee, that trying to escape and who are dying on the shore, and people are not going out of the streets for that. So it's also like, does it mean like that we all now get more and more used to that kind of stories, or was just like, you know, it was just a particular a miracle story that happened at that time? Secondly, we also see what is, you know, the power of media, the power of other people who just work for somebody in order to release political prisoners. But on the other hand, it also shows, you know, that we see that Simas, how he became Simas Freedom, still his story was like a miracle. And if I don't want just to tell too many facts about the film, just to open the story, but then we can really realize that, you know, no matter about all the fate of political prisoners, I mean, you can go, you can work for it, you can really try to help it, but still, it's all in, you know, in the hands of some powers that only after, and the miracle circumstances, he, yeah, as Kissinger told, it was very, nobody expected that this could ever happen.
Well, that was terrific.
So I hope...
Giedra, it's been fantastic. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap this up, but it's been fascinating speaking with you. I really think your documentary is wonderful. And I remind our listeners that it's called The Jump. Thank you very much, Giedra.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot, Giedra. Thanks very much for doing this. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.